Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Is it time for you to pause your career? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about the life-changing power of giving yourself a break. But first, congratulations on being the CEO of your own career. You know not to leave it in other people's hands. It is up to you. Content people seek entertainment. Ambitious people seek education. And I embrace that word ambition. It just means we desire success. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a successful father. I want to be a successful husband. I want to be a successful manager and leader at work. You should embrace this and continue to seek out education. Do your friends and family members a favor. Let them know that LeadX is the smartest way to start their day. And free for you, don't forget to download our ebook, Richard Branson's 7 Secrets to Leadership. That's at leadx.org/Branson. And today's quick career tip is health, wealth, and children. I first read this idea in Keith Ferrazzi's book on networking, Never Eat Alone. Great book. And he was told the secret from billionaire Michael Milken. And Milken told him there's 3 things that engender deep emotional bonds between people: health, wealth, and children. And then later I got similar advice from multiple book editors. You know, publishing companies would look at my book proposals and say, Kevin, we want to publish books on what people care about: health, wealth, and love. And they would usually follow up and say, and when we say love, we really mean sex, but it sounds better when we say love. So if you truly want to connect with someone, whether it's your clients, your boss, your colleagues, ask about, or even better, help them out with health, wealth, or their kids. Our guest today is an executive at Google and a transformational leadership coach. Her new book is Pause: Harnessing the Life-Changing Power of Giving Yourself a Break. Our guest is Rachel O'Meara. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to have you on. And we're going to talk specifically about some of the advice in Pause in just a minute. But I always ask our guests the same first question, which is, tell us about a time when you failed and what did you learn from it? Because we want to learn from that failure, too.
Yeah, I'm thinking of actually what I wrote about in Pause, which was basically burning out of Google. And that's a pretty big failure. and so that happened in 2011. And I, as a result, didn't end up quitting, but I chose to take a pause, as I call it, an intentional shift in behavior, and take a 3-month unpaid break.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, I think for a lot of the listeners out there, myself included, I mean, Google is this iconic brand, iconic company, obviously. And I think that when we hear that story about having a failure moment at Google, we're shocked because we think, first of all, how lucky are you to land a job at Google? And then we just assume, like, Google's all, you know, rainbow and sunshines and everybody's riding around on scooters and partying and everything. So, you know, what do we have wrong about that? How could you have experienced some kind of failure?
Yeah. Well, the thing is I think Googlers, as we say, are humans too. We can all fail and we all have that as a potentially area we're going. And in my case, I was working a lot, and a lot of people do at any high-performing company like Google, and I wasn't necessarily working effectively, I don't think, and I was getting feedback that I wasn't performing well, and specifically just things that I continued to try to improve, like communicating concisely and clearly and having executive presence and really helping my team perform. I had a team of technical support people underneath me at the time. And so all of this was my own mental tailspin, if you will, of just wanting to do things right, performing well. And eventually it got the best of me. And I was literally sinking in my own ship where I wasn't necessarily thinking where I could just maybe take a breath and refresh or recalibrate, because I just kept going and going and going and thinking, I'm not doing it right. I'm failing. I suck. Like, just the continuous mental chatter that really wasn't serving me. And from there, that's how my story starts. And I think everyone's susceptible to that. It's a human type of pattern where if we get in the situation where we're under high stress and we're not really taking care of ourselves, then we may end up wanting to be in a different position or feeling exhausted, burning out, and not knowing what to do next.
Well, and I think that what I got, you know, from your book, and I could think about it in my own life, it's almost like it's hard to get off this downward spiral, because once we, you know, and usually we know when we're not performing well. And if we don't know, we have some, you know, managers, coaches mm-hmm. that are giving us that feedback. And so then we start to stress and we start to overanalyze. We start to toughen up and kind of go into this emotional panic mode. And that's not the best way to now, you know, think about what's next or what's better. So you did end up taking a break from Google, right?
Right. All right. And I was one of the few in the world. Actually, 14% of global companies offer unpaid or paid leaves, according to the Society of Human Resources Management. So yes, I took a 3-month unpaid leave instead of really quitting. And I just knew I wasn't in the mental space to take a decision that would make a lot of sense for me. Like you said, I was in this mental chatter and tailspin downward spiral, and I just knew I couldn't even think really clearly. And that's what I did.
Now, Rachel, I'm just curious. So when you, this is a great benefit, a great perk, you know, that you can take the unpaid leave. Mm-hmm. When you do that, or when you did that at Google, what was their understanding, your understanding? Is it you're going to take this unpaid break and then come back into the same role, refreshed and recharged? Or was it kind of understood like you'll take this break, come back, and you and they will decide where's the best place for you now?
Yeah. So in my particular case, and everyone is different, and I had to get approvals and right. everything like that, I chose with my manager, we negotiated to not go back to that role because I don't think it was a fit for me. And the idea was I would ideally return, but it still wasn't 100% sure.
Right.
I really wasn't sure of anything at that moment. I was really in this cloudy fog, and I did end up coming back, and I had a period of time, like a grace period, to find a new role. And I ended up finding a role in sales, which is what I do now. And that was because I actually took intention to learn about my strengths and really what was I good at, because I really wasn't sure at that point. And so that led me into thinking about new career paths, into things like relationship management and explaining technology and helping people learn products. Those are the things that I already like to do, but I hadn't really carved a career out in it.
So take me a little deeper into that break, though. So how did you spend the 3 months?
Yeah. So this was back in 2011. And so essentially what I did, I live in San Francisco, and I chose to actually not fill my plate with a lot of plans. I think one of the things we like to do is just high-performing type A's in general, people who like to get stuff done, is to plan and be busy and do.
Right.
And I actually intentionally chose not to do that. And it wasn't by design necessarily at the time, but looking back on it now, I see how much that benefited me, because it allowed me some space to kind of emerge into what was going on and see what my reality was. Because I, like I said, my perspective was a little skewed and negative at the time. Like, what am I doing? I'm a failure. Why am I even in technology? Maybe I've got this all wrong. And it was like taking that hard look at my career path and being okay with the fact that this may not have been the right choice for me. And I might have to just totally change course correct. And I was willing to face that, and over time realize that really did take courage. And it takes courage for all of us to look at that and just check in and tune in, which is a lot of what I did, at least for the first month to 6 weeks. And then I just actually did a couple online classes. I also set up some rules for myself, things like structure. So only spending 30 minutes online at a time for checking email. And this was a really big thing. Yeah, I mean, we laugh, but the truth is, digital devices are addictive, right? We all know we can be
right.
scrolling on our phones indefinitely. And so I actually think pausing, which I call any intentional shift in behavior, can be integrated into daily life. Things like a digital device pause, where you create certain blocks of time or rules for yourself, are really important and can be some way to pause. So I created some structure, but very loose brush strokes of structure, and then allowed what was going to happen to happen. And that was kind of this fear of the unknown coming up for me. And that was a little scary, but at the same time, hugely rewarding, because I really did learn a lot about myself without being distracted of things like going on a big trip or coming up with all kinds of things to do every day, because clearly I needed some time to allow myself to figure out what was next for me.
Now, you mentioned this a couple times, and I want to highlight this for our listeners. You say that you define a pause as any intentional shift in behavior. And I'm glad you said that, because there's probably 90% of the listeners saying, well, you know, if I take that sabbatical, I'm going to get fired. Like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
But you're not saying that to pause is leaving work for a month or 3 months or whatever, right? There's different ways we can pause.
Right, right. So you've got it. And the idea is that this can be incorporated into a lifestyle where you take daily pauses. And there's different types of pauses you can have. So for example, it doesn't have to be some kind of extended pause. That was my case, but anyone can do this. And the idea is that if you have for even a single breath, sounds really simple, but if you just sit in your chair and sit up a little straighter, maybe close your eyes or focus on your breath for one deep breath, like exhaling here. That to me is a pause. It's a short one, but it's an intentional shift in behavior. There's other ways to pause. There could be actually a forced pause. I talk about that, where unfortunately there might be a layoff, and there could be a really big silver lining for you where this might be an opportunity to reassess where your path is going or what you want to incorporate into your life. So I have a whole bunch of daily pauses that I talk about where you can create what works for you. And again, it's based on your individual world, whether it's the time frame or the activity you want to do or the finances. Pausing can be free. It doesn't need to cost money. It doesn't need to be a long type of time.
Yeah, what I love, and I'm glad you demonstrated that it can be a single cleansing breath, because, you know, listeners, for those of you who've been following, you know, my work for a while, I'm all about extreme productivity, but that doesn't mean do. It's meaning being intentional with the minutes and 1440, we have 1,440 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things we can do with a minute or less. And often the example I give, Rachel, is a cleansing breath, or my own favorite is more of like box breathing. Breathing, you know, 4 seconds at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, this kind of a pause several times a day is great for your own, you know, stress relief and better quality of life. And actually, I think it makes you more productive as well, taking these mini pauses.
Yes. And I actually refer to this as the pause paradox, totally what you're talking about, where we value these things like productivity and profits. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm all for productivity, right? I want to achieve as well. But the idea is that if we want to be sustainable or have long-term success, whether it's at home or in your career, as a leader, whoever in your life, pausing really helps to build that in to create that sustainability where you can enhance things like needed downtime, creativity. I mean, there's research now, as probably a lot of us know, where even like a wandering mind helps facilitate creative problem solving, and distractions are actually good for us. So it's a mind shift in that we've been taught to produce in the industrial age and just go, go, go. But the reality is, in our world and what we're working towards now that we're 24/7, 1440 minutes in a day, like you say, this pausing is a necessity. But if we don't take advantage to choose to want it or create that for us, the chances of doing things like burnout or exhaustion go higher. And I think more importantly, it's about leading a really meaningful and satisfied life. And if you can pause to even appreciate that or check in and just say, what am I wanting right now that isn't here? Or am I really on a path that serves me or the where I want to go? And if we don't choose to stop and pause for that, then we may miss that train altogether.
This is great. And talking about the longer pause, about if this is, you know, is this where we want to go and stuff, I'm curious about when you're thinking about it, how much of this is a think through it versus like feeling? I've been told on more than one occasion, like, Kevin, you know, get out of your head. You need to come at this from a feeling place. And especially, you know, people talk about, well, I want to know what what am I truly passionate about? And I'm like, you can't overthink that, because passion is a feeling. You need to get in touch with your feelings around what you're passionate about. So tell me what you think about that. If I were to take a summer off, a month off, to try to say, okay, what should I really be doing? And is now the time to do a career pivot? Mm-hmm. Do I think through it or feel through it?
Yeah. And I would add, it could even be a weekend or a day, right? Like, it can just be any amount of time that works.
Yes.
And so I think what we're tapping into is emotional intelligence here, where we're looking at how emotions influence our decisions. So by all means, feeling is critical. And I think a really good skill to create and build is to pause, to ask how you're feeling right now in this moment. Mm. Like, right now I'm feeling joy because I'm sharing my message with you, Kevin, but I'm also a little tired because it's 6 a.m. here in San Francisco. So I'm like, maybe I'm a little sad. So even just acknowledging that, and I'm not explaining myself or going into the why or anything, but that is a really big baseline for me to say, well, what can I do next that really helps me feel more satisfied or serves me to maybe express? And so that's really the name of the game. If I'm in touch with my feelings, and I'm just going to call it emotional intelligence, where you're self-aware and you're able to regulate what you're doing and motivate others and have empathy and social skills to lead, all of those things are emotional intelligence defined by Daniel Goleman. And all of those really start with how you're feeling in the moment. And mindfulness is really critical for that, meaning I can pause and just tune in. And that's all this really is.
That's great. Now, Rachel, before we wrap up, I always ask our listeners to get a little bit better every single day. I say, like, just get 1% better every single day. And mm-hmm. Totally challenge, you know, blow out your life in a good way. So I want you to challenge us, you know, give us one thing we can do very specific today.
Yeah. That's so cool, Kevin. I love this idea. So I would ask yourself, what if the next time you find yourself in what I'll say is a fixed mindset, and maybe you're like, no, I don't have time. I don't have time to pause. Maybe it's pausing. I don't have this or that. This is the way it is. Ask yourself, what if? Well, what if I had time? And really reframe how that looks to you. And the idea is that you can step into new places, maybe have a new experience that would open you to even more new things. And that's exactly what happened to me with pausing, and that it really profoundly changed my world. And I'm thinking, what if I could pause and what would happen from there?
Rachel, you just gave us a huge gift. And I, you know, I'm a big believer in the power of words. These two words, what if, again, I'm sure will lead to breakthroughs in the lives of many of our audience members. Because like you say, I'm sure for many of us, the first thing is going to be all the limiting beliefs. Well, I can't mm-hmm. pivot because I, you know, need the money. I can't pivot because I can't leave the city I live in. I can't pivot because I'm too old, right? And then using those words, well, what if I wasn't too old? What if I didn't have to worry about the money? That will all of a sudden jump you over, like over a hurdle of the limiting beliefs to start to explore those answers. That's a great, great gift. So, Rachel, thanks for coming on to the LeadX Show. Tell our listeners how they can find out more about you and your work.
Yeah. So I'm at rachelomera.com. And if you go to rachelomera.com or just Google Rachel Pause, you can get the first two chapters of Pause for free on my website. Just simply go there and you'll get the downloaded PDF and get all the other information about me on Twitter and social media from there.
All right, friends, you've just been mentored by Googler Rachel O'Meara. Don't forget, you can get the link she just mentioned and the notes from this interview over at leadx.org, and you can get Rachel's book from amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. That's it for today's episode of the LeadX Show. Please subscribe to the show over on iTunes and leave a quick little rating and review. It's only going to take you a minute, but it's the best way to build this LeadX tribe. Until next time, remember, leadership is not a choice. You don't have a choice in the matter, because leadership is about influence. You're influencing people around you with your words and your silence, your actions, and when you choose to be a bystander, you're always influencing people. We are all leaders, so please lead with intent.